from the Prime Minister's Avenue to Poverty Point. 3BA's Big Show. More Ballarat.
With the Big Show Entertainment Reports from Celebrity Lane. Jaden Force. So morning to you, Jaden.
G'day, PT. Good morning.
And a very good morning to you. Great to have you back. I'll tell you what, a bit to talk about, including the case that's perplexing everyone at the moment, and that is Bill Cosby's release from prison. I just can't believe this.
Neither can I, and neither can a lot of people. The overwhelming feeling, if you look at social media, and I know that's not a true representation of the general feeling in society, but the overwhelming sort of feeling on social media is one of anger and shock and disbelief. And you sort of know when Paul Stanley from KISS is chiming in that things have reached a particular level. And that's all after this man, Bill Cosby, after openly confessing to drugging and assaulting one woman, Andrea Constant, in the early 2000s, after doing a deal with a prosecutor in a civil case on the proviso that he wouldn't face any criminal action. Well, that didn't happen. It was used to essentially lock him up, and now has been used to set him free on a technicality, and he's now essentially a free man. He said that he's always maintained his innocence, but that's just not the case. He openly admitted to this one count, and he's also, I guess, a free man who's now also peddling the race card, claiming that his win is a big win for justice for black Americans, which I don't know about you, but that's something that I don't really subscribe to. It was never about races. It was a question of whether his behaviour entered the realm of being unlawful and trying to secure a conviction. That's just spin as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Now, this is the one case that he can't be retried for this case, but there were 60 women whom brought accusations against Bill Cosby. So there's every possibility, who knows, there might be further cases down the track. And Bill Cosby himself is saying he wants to get back on the stage now he's been released from prison. I don't think he's going to get much of an audience just quietly.
No, I don't think so either. And if you look at things before all of this came out, you know, I don't like to use the term very often, but he's somewhat of a has-been. I mean, people weren't really going to his shows prior to all of this happening, so I don't really think they'll be going to them now, given the overwhelming sort of feeling of anger and disbelief on social media. But he does have some supporters, but I don't think there'll be enough to get bums on seats in a theatre. And besides the point as well, if anybody does turn to hire him, you know, you can almost guarantee that that theatre or that TV station, whatever it is, will be overwhelmed with people trying to burn the joint down. So I don't think it'll happen.
Yeah. Moving on, Britney Spears' case continues, and there's yet another turn, another twist in this one.
There is, yes. So, of course, we saw her speaking, or heard her speaking, rather, about a week or so ago, asking the judge to end her conservatorship with her father. And yesterday it came through that a judge had actually denied her request to end that arrangement. But that particular request was actually made in November of last year. It was only signed off on, though, on the 30th of June. So I'm not sure why that's happened. Maybe they just didn't get around to it or something. I don't know. But they have signed off on that now and rejected that. But for what it's worth, Britney hasn't actually yet filed what they call a petition in the States to end that arrangement. So presumably that's what she will now do when the case returns to court in a couple of weeks. We already know her father, Jamie, has actually done the same thing. So I would say that that's probably what will happen on the 14th of July. And then I guess, you know, I can't see it really being rejected again, but you never know.
Yeah, well, here's hoping. I'm on Britney's side in this one, and she's old enough to look after herself. I think Jamie needs to go and worry about his retirement. To wrap up this morning, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. More dramas for the fifth Indiana Jones movie.
Yes, it's almost like this movie's got a bit of a jinx on it. They've suffered multiple delays with script writers and then COVID. And then last week, Harrison Ford injured his shoulder during a fight scene on the set in Northumberland in England. And now it looks like they're going to have to push filming back for about 2 months or so. So I don't know why they can't really film around his sort of role in those scenes, but they've pushed filming back for about 2 months or so, as it's being reported. But interestingly, sort of a bit of a side note to that one, there was a fedora that was actually worn by Harrison Ford that was up for auction yesterday. That one was worn in the Temple of Doom movie, and that one sold for just over $400,000, which is more than the asking price, but didn't quite break the record. There was one from the Raiders of the Lost Ark movie that sold for nearly $700,000. So, yeah, it's still very popular, and I'm sure this next movie will be exactly the same.
Always great to know what's happening in the wonderful world of entertainment. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. We'll catch you next Friday.
No worries. Thank you, Petey.